We're going to start the new parak on Lamed Bet Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah starts, Ashaleach get liishto, so one who sends a get to his wife, and now he decides that he wants to somehow retract that get. So either v'higia b'shaleach, that he caught up to the shaleach, he himself caught up to the shaleach, or sheshalach acharav shaleach, or he sent another messenger after that messenger to catch the messenger. V'amar lo, get shenatati lecha batel. Who? The get that I gave you is batel. I mean, it's no longer valid. Or is that batel? Right, that works. Meaning that that invalidates the get, and the shliach may no longer give the get. Kida meitalishto, if he can't catch the shliach, but he somehow gets to the woman, his wife, prior to the shliach getting there, osh shalach etzla shliach, or he sent another agent to get to his wife, who got to his wife prior to the first agent getting there. Varmerla, get sheshalach tilach batel, who? The get that I sent to you is batel, or is it batel? Then the get is invalid, and it's not a good get. Im mishiagia get liyada. Once the get already reaches her hand, shuv eni achol avatlo. Then he is no more longer has a right to be mevatel. Once she's accepted the get, he cannot be mevatel the get. Birishona, hayahu seh beitin b'makom acher. That in the beginning, the way they used to deal with this problem was that the person who sent the get, the husband who sent the get, would actually just make a local beis din and say in front of that beis din, umavat lo, and say that I am retracting the agency I gave to the shliach to give her the get. So he would remove the agency without telling the woman and without telling the shliach. And that works. Hitkin Rabbi Gamliel as a kain, shelo yosin kain mipnei tikkun olam. And Rabbi Gamliel is metakein that they shouldn't do this because of tikkun olam, because even though it works to remove the agency without the shliach knowing, without the woman knowing, in the end, the shliach is going to give the get. The woman's going to think it's a good get, and she's going to get married with that get, even though he's already retracted the get. So in order to prevent such things from happening, Rav Gamliel says, "Mipnei tikkun olam, you can no longer retract the agency in this manner. The only way to retract the agency is either catching up with the agent or with the woman herself." So now, the Gemara is going to go through, Shaul, this is your question, Gemara is going to go through each section of the Mishnah and ask, what's the chiddush here? Everything seems so obvious in the Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah have to enumerate all these cases? And the Gemara is going to give us the chiddush in each of these cases. So Gemara says, higio lo ktani. Doesn't sound that say that higio, that he intended or he tried to catch up with the shliach. El higia. He happened across the shliach. Afilu memeilo. Even if it just happened. Meaning that he wasn't necessarily chasing the shliach down to get him to stop him, but he just happened to cross, you know, over him. Below Amrinan, so we don't say Litzurakhu de Kamikavin. That he's really caught, he's trying to cause her some pain, anguish, and that's his intent over here. Meaning that since he was really not chasing the Shliach to stop the get, and had he not bumped into the Shliach, he wouldn't have stopped the get. So now when he stops the get, we're going to say what? Maybe he really doesn't intend to be Mevatel the get, but rather he's intending to cause her anguish. As Rashi says, yeah, he'll delay it a month or two. He says, you know, that get I sent, it's not really a get. And often, you know, he'll send it in another month or two. So we don't say that. And we say that it is a good get. We don't say that. And we say that he's able to be mevatel the get, even if he happens across the shliach. That's number one. O sheshalach acharav. So this is the second case in the Mishnah. He sent a shliach after him. Shliach lomali. Right? What's the chiddush here? If he can be mevatel it, why can't his agent be mevatel the shlichus? So Gemara says, "Ma'udu teima lo amilima shlichutei de batra mishlichutei de kamo to the vatle." The first shliach will say, "Well, why is your agency any better than my agency? The husband sent me as an agent to do it, and he sent you as an agent not to do it. So why should I listen to you over the agency that I have already in hand?" So Kamash Malon, that the first shliach does have to listen to the second shliach, and the second shliach does have the right to override the shlichus of the first shliach. So that's the first two cases, the Mishnah and the Chiddush in each. The first Chiddush is that even if the husband happens across the Shliach, he's able to be mevatel it. The second one is that a Shliach can be mevatel another Shliach's agency. And now the next two cases. Kadamu etel ishto, lamali. What about the case where he gets to his wife first? Right? What do we say over there? Ma'u detema kilo amrin litzura kamikavein. When do we say he's not trying to cause her pain or anguish? Animili lishliach. Right, that's when he does it with the shliach. When he's mevatel with the shliach, then the woman really never has knowledge over what happened or what transpired. But over here, when he gets to the woman, he cuts off the shliach by getting to the woman first. She knows what happened. And the only reason he's saying, the get's not a good get, is to cause her pain. Right? About the yaw, when he says directly to her, Vaday Litsura Kamikave, and he's definitely trying to cause her pain and anguish. Kamashman, that's not the case. So again, this is the third case in the Mishnah. Why, when he preempts and gets to the woman first, is it considered Mavutal? The get is Mavutal? Because we don't say that his only intent here is to cause her pain, but he really does intend to be Mavatal the get. Now, Osha Shalach Etzlesh Shliach, Lomali. So why do I need to have, if he can do that, why can't his agent do it? So Ma'od Tame, I would have thought, Ihu Delo Katarach Adaita Litzuro. Right? If he ran all the way there to his wife to tell her that the get's no good, he wouldn't run all the way there just to cause her pain and anguish. That's a big job to do. But Avash Shliach Delo Ichbele Kitarach. Right? But when he sends another Shliach after him to catch up or to circumvent the first Shliach and get to the wife, then he's not doing any extra work. It's not a big deal for him. So and there he might really want to cause her anguish because it's no skin off his back to cause her this pain and anguish. Then in these instances, we don't say that's his intent. In all these cases, the first four cases of the Mishnah, it's a good bitul. If he's mevatel to get, then it is a good bitul, and we don't assume that he's just trying to cause her pain and anguish. Now, show your question. What do you mean? What's the shaila here? So lo tricha demehader alea mikara libitule. That he was chasing down the get. He was chasing after the shliach, or he was chasing down the woman, trying to stop the get. Mao de tema, what are we going to say? Igle milsa le mafreya dibitule batle. That what are we going to say? That his intent here was to mevatel the get. And based on his intent to mevatel the get, that will show us retroactively that was his intent all along. If that was intent all along, that should remove the get or stop the get. Kamash Malan, that doesn't matter. Kamash Malan, we say that it doesn't matter what his intent was, it doesn't matter that he was trying to stop the get. If the get gets there first, that's end of story. So that's the Chiddush of our mission. The Chiddush of our mission is once it reaches the woman, doesn't matter what he was trying to do, that is a final get. The Tosos over here talks about, it's a very interesting Tosos. Tosos discusses the issue of Dvarim Shalev, Enam Dvarim, and Dvarim Shalev Dvarim. So over here, what's the Gemara's intent over here? Right. So if you can say that if Das is Milta, we're going to see this. Actually, Rava, in the 2 days Daf, Rava talks about the fact that Giloi Data Begito is Milsahi. That if we somehow uncover what was the real intent of somebody by a get, that's valid by a get, and we do pay attention to what people were thinking or what they were trying to do. So Tosa says, no. Rava's statement, when Rava says that's only prior to the woman receiving the get. But after the woman received the get, that's not the case. You can't do that. Now, Tosos clarifies over here. It's an amazing, I'll read you the case, because it's just an amazing Tosos, an amazing case. He says here you have a case where the man is running after the shliach. He's chasing down the shliach, and the shliach sees him chasing after him. And you know what the shliach thinks? He thinks, you know what, the husband's chasing me, telling me to go faster to give the get. But the husband was really chasing the shliach to tell him, I don't want you to give the get. And he never catches up to the shliach, right? And then once he gets to the woman, he says, I was trying to stop the shliach all this time. Right? So there we don't say, Igle Milsa Lamafreya, that the whole reason he was running after her was to stop, running after the shliach was to stop him. We don't say that. Why? So listen to this. This is in Slain and Tosos. V'tayma Mishum, D'ba'ota Shar Shuratz, at the time that he's running, Lo Nada Da'ato. Nobody knows what his real intent is. Lo the shliach, V'lo the isha, V'lo the beisdin. He's never made any declaration at all about what his intent is. V'habaluhu Dvarim Shibalev, De'enam Dvarim. Something that's solely within his own heart, and those aren't considered anything. Even though we believe him to say that what he was thinking or that what he's trying to do, but dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. So Tosfos continues. If you look, this is right by right before the wide lines in Tosfos. It says aval kanu se kol mashu yachol lasot. So even though over here this person is doing everything in his power that he could do. Mikol makom asum kedvarim shebelev. So this is what you just asked, Shul. Even though he's doing everything in his power, that the Rabbanon still classified his actions as being dvarim shebelev. Now that's what it says. V'ein lachshot demi ika mita d'oraisa lo aviget. Well, now what are you saying? You're saying to me that mina Torah, the fact that he took action here and he was chasing down the shliach, that should be sufficient to what? To stop it mida d'oraisa. But the Rabbanon said, you know what? if he does that, it's still considering Devarim Shebaleiv. And since it's considered Devarim Shebaleiv, we don't pay attention to them. So if that's the case, then Min HaTorah it's not a get, and the Rabbanon are making it into a get, which our Gemara is going to deal with tomorrow. And tomorrow's daf, it's a big sugya. So Gemara, he says, Bo kevon, diktzat dome le Devarim Shebaleiv, lo chashiv akira davar Min HaTorah. Since this is so similar to Devarim Shebaleiv, we don't consider it an Akira Min HaTorah. I don't know if Tosus really answers the question, but Tosus says that, it's an amazing line here in Tosus, that we make something, even though this person is taking action, and like Shaul maybe screaming that, don't give the get, don't give the get, but since nobody hears him, the Rabbanan made it into look like Devarim Shebaleiv. And since it's so close to looking like Devarim Shebaleiv, then when the Rabbanan said it's not a get, even though it is a get, even though Min HaTorah it's not a get, that's not considered an Akira Min HaTorah because it looks so much like Dvarim Shebaleiv. Alright, so now, the last thing in this Tosfos, which is a very interesting thing, the second to last line in the Tosfos here, says, V'od nir l'ri, ki Dvarim Shebaleiv einam Dvarim, that Dvarim Shebaleiv are not considered anything, afilu heicha dekaimelan shenanas milafarsham. Even though we say that he was nanas, even though he was an ones, and because of the ones, he was unable to express them. Right, so that, like our case over here, the reason he couldn't get them out, he couldn't get there was some sort of, like you were describing, Shaul, that there was an ones, there's some way that he couldn't get to the guy. Therefore, he couldn't express them, but truthfully, if he had been, he would be able to get them out. There was some ones that he couldn't get them. Nevertheless, this is a karm dvarim shalev, and listen to the proof. I not necessarily would have brought this proof. The reason proof is from the fact by a get me'usa. Right, what's a get? You're not allowed to force a get. Right, so the Gemara says that we are, by a person, as a recalcitrant husband, that we are makin oto achima rotzani, right? We hit him until he says rotzani. So the Rambam has the famous formulation. What does that mean, right? So what? If you hit him and he says rotzani, why is that not a forced get? So the Rambam says what? That because when you hit him, he gets right. He gets to his inner. That's what he really wanted to do. When we get him, we're meshaveh his outer and inner feelings now. So they, right? So the Re says over here, he goes, why do you have to do that? If Dvarim Shebaleiv are, you know, meaning that they're there, and it's only an ones that's not letting them be expressed, right? So over here, too, he really wants to say Rotzani, but, you know, that it's his, you know, whatever his feelings are right now are preventing him from saying that. So why do we have to whip him till he says Rotzani? Just, we know what he really wants. We know that he really wants to give a get. So why do we have to whip him till he says it? So there he proves from there, you know what? I could prove from that even when somebody's intent is inside and there's some exterior or external factor that's blocking him from saying what he really feels or what he really wants, nevertheless, you have to say, that doesn't help. You have to say it explicitly, even there's an ones or something that's preventing you from saying it. That until you say it, it's considered Dvarim Shebaleiv. It's a big chiddush of the Re here. If I was the Re, I would have differentiated over here in terms of his proof. I don't know if his proof is as strong as, meaning that his proof is from the fact that here we have somebody who's recalcitrant, right? And we're trying to say that there, unless he explicitly says it, then it's not Dvarim Shebaleiv. I don't know if you can necessarily say that would be true. Is that a proof that someone who wants to say something, right, and then can't say it, that we say it's not said? Over there, he has to go against, right, whatever his exterior factors are. Over here, he's not going against them. There's something preventing him from saying it. So I'm not sure the greatest proof, but it's an unbelievable chiddush in the Re. And this is obviously has big nafkaminot. In terms of, we just had this with Tisha B'Av, it happens with Taniyot all the time, with fast days, and it happens with Shabbos, with regards to lighting candles, anytime the person makes a Tanai, a condition. So basically they light candles, a woman lights candles, she doesn't want to be Mekabel Shabbos, right? Is Dvarim Shebaleiv Dvarim or Einam Dvarim, right? Will make a difference whether the Tanai needs to be expressed explicitly. Does the woman have to articulate that Tanai? Same thing here, if you go to sleep before a Tanis, the underlying assumption is that you are not going to eat again. Alright, so if you go to sleep at night before a Tanis, then when you wake up in the morning, if you wake up, you happen to wake up before the Tanis starts, you may not eat. Because the underlying assumption is when you went to sleep, you began the Tanis. Unless you make a Tanai that if I wake up or I intend, or unless the person did intend to wake up, right, you make that explicit, then, right, then you have to, right, you cannot eat. So the Tanai must be made explicit here, according to this Re, must be articulated in order for it not to be Dvarim Shebaleiv, right, in order to be a explicit davar. All right, I just thought it was an interesting Tosfos. Sorry to get sidetracked, but I thought it was a very interesting Tosfos. All right, now we'll continue in the Gemara. Now, Tana Rabbanan. Batel hu, efshibo, Dvarav Kayamim. If he says about the get, Batelhu, or Yefshibo, I don't want it, Dvarav Kayamim. That stops the get. That makes the get no good anymore. Pasulhu, if he says Pasulhu, Eno get. Or if he says Eno get, Lo Amar Klum. Then he said nothing. So now, the way Rashi learns it, or the way the Gemara is going to learn it, has to do with the difference between future tense, past tense. And within that context, future tense and past tense might have a difference about what he's trying to stop. So if he takes the future tense, which is batelhu, and Rashi interprets this to mean batel yehei, it will be batel, ef shibo, I do not want it to come to fruition. In that case, it's a future tense, and the reason it works is because what is he stopping over here? He's stopping the shlichus. He's preventing the shlichus, the agency, from being completed. On the other hand, when he says pasulhu, or eno get, right, then he's talking in the past, but he's also, what is he referencing? He's referencing the document itself. He's saying the get is no good, or the get is pasul. That he doesn't have a right to do. He can't be ma'arer on the get. I mean, that's something he doesn't have the right to do, so therefore, lo amar klum, he didn't do anything. So again, he has to speak in the future tense, and part of the reason to speak in the future tense is because what are you trying to stop? You're able to remove the agency, but you're not allowed to change the status of the get. The get is a kosher get. That's not the question here. The question is, you want to stop the get from getting to this woman, then you need to take out the shlichus or take out the agency, not say the get is not a good get. Right, so now, the Gemara says the memra. From this we can infer, the batel lishna de levatil mashma, that the lashna batel is a future tense, meaning levatil mashma, a mashma that it's in the future. Va'ama rabba babar aibo, amar rab sheshis, va'ama yilo abar ravua, mikabel matana, someone who received the gift, shamar lachar shabata matana liyado, after he already received the gift, he says, matana zu mivutelet, right, this matana is mivutelet, he tivatel, it's gone, it's nullified. Ef shiba, I don't want it, lo amar klum, then he hasn't done anything, he hasn't said anything. Betelahi, eina matana, dvarav kayamim. If he says betelahi, eina matana, then it's dvarav kayamim. So now, what's going on here? Now, in our case over here, you actually need the opposite to happen. He has a gift, and a gift comes into his possession. He wants to refuse the acceptance of the gift. Why did you want to refuse the acceptance of the gift? Rashi points out, it's an interesting case over here. What's the case? The case, for instance, if he has a creditor, if he has property, the creditor is going to come and grab the property. So he doesn't want to take possession of this property. So now what happens? The property is already in his possession, and he wants to nullify it. So if the property already reached his possession, and he says, I don't want it, or it's not, you know, EF Shiba, or if he says EF Shiba, I don't want it, that doesn't work. Because he can't say, I don't want it now. He already has a kinyan on it. The present's already in possession, and the Baal Chov can come after it. Then all he's doing is being mafkir it. If he wants to be mafkir, that's a different story, but it came into his possession already. On the other hand, if he says that it was mevutal, meaning lemafreya, meaning that he says retroactively, in the past, I didn't want to come into my possession, then what he's doing is saying that I never made a kinyan on this item. That's what we're saying here. When he says, matana zu mevutal, or if he says, betelahi, or eina matana, it was betelahi, or eina matana, it wasn't a gift, then tevariyav kamimim, alma, what are we referring for this? Batel mi kara mashma. That over here, the Gemara is seeing the word batel to mean, right, retroactively or in the past. It means that it never happened. Now Rashi over here makes an interesting comment. Why does it work? When he says it never came into my possession, then why does that work? I mean, it's in his possession right now. How can he say it didn't come into possession? So very interesting. Rashi says, mashma betelahita mikodem shikibalti. Right, it was betelah before I received it. Because hodat baldin kemeya edim dummy. Right, hodat baldin is like meya edim dummy. It's equivalent of whatever the baldin says, right, goes. So if he says something, if he says I never received it, then who are we to question what he is saying? So now we have to, you know, I mean, there is a chakira, a general chakira in hodat baldin, which is that hodat baldin can work in one of two ways. Do we say hodat baldin is a matana, is a gift? I mean that the baldin is saying, I'm gifting this to you because I'm saying I'm chayav this to you, or this belongs to you, the notain. That's a gift. And then who are we to question if he gives a gift? We can't question that he gave a gift. Or do we say, oh, that baldin is a ne'amanut eshu, that we believe him, that it's a question of ne'amanut. So the question, the nafkamina, one of the nafkamina is between how you learn hodat baldin kamei edim, that means what happens if we know he's not telling the truth. If we know he's not telling the truth, then is he still believed? If it's a din in ne'amanus, if it's a din in being believed, then he's not nemon here because we know it's not true. On the other hand, if Hodat Baldin Kameyadon means that it's a gift from the Baldin, and who are we to upend his gift, doesn't matter whether it's true or not. Right? So Hodat Baldin Kameyadon, and even if we know for certain that he took possession of the gift, if he says, I didn't want the gift, or I never took possession of the gift, then we believe him here, despite that the facts might indicate otherwise. So it'll make a, here's one of these cases where the Hodat Baldin, how you view the Hodat Baldin, will make a difference in how it functions or how it works here. All right, now, Abaye answers up our Gemara. So our Gemara has a problem here. Gemara used the word batel in two instances. In an instance of our get over here, batel was a future tense. In the case of the Matana, batel referred was a past tense. So Abaye, batel, shtei l'shonot mashma. Right, that batel can function in two ways. Mashma di batel, umashma di livatil. It's mashma di batel, meaning in the past, and mashma livatil, that it will in the future. Gabi get lishna de mahani be kamar. So we assume when he uses lashana batel by get, he's using the language that will work. What's the language that will work by get? That's the future tense, the batel. Gabi matana lishna mahani be kamar. And also when he uses the word batel by matana, we assume he's using the language that works. And over there, it means the past tense. All right, Amar Abayi. Now Abayi makes another statement over here. Nakatinan shliach matana harihu kishliach get. That a shliach for a matan of a gift is equivalent to a shliach of a get. So what does that mean, that a shliach could get? Meaning that, look at Rashi. Rashi is the second line there, the top from the second line from the top. Are you a shliach get? V'im bitla hanotein kodem shadigia liyarem akabel, hare hu yibitela. He can do the same thing he does like over in the get. Just like the baal can stop the agent from delivering the get before it reaches the woman, so too, the giver can stop the matana from reaching the recipient before he's received it, before he gets it. So what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? L'holech, lav kischidami. Right? What's the nafkamina? Is that when you say holech, right, getze, and you say holech, matana zu, right, what is the person who's taking the get, the shliach who's taking the get, how is he functioning? So by a get, he's functioning as a shliach l'olacha, to deliver the get. And therefore, he's not a shliach lekabola. He's not accepting the get on the woman's behalf. So by a matana, when he says holeich to the person who's delivering the matana, do we say that he's saying holeich, which means take the, being again, he's a shliach l'olacha, take this gift to the person? Or is he also saying holeich uschi? He's saying, take this gift, and also you're going to receive it on his behalf. You're going to be zoche on his behalf. So that's what we say, the nafkamina. That's what Abayi says. A shliach matana is just like a shliach get, and therefore they're both l'olacha, and they're not zoche on behalf of the recipient. Now, Tosfos points out of here that even though the two types, why they don't work is different. I mean, that why doesn't it work by a get? Why is the shliach halacha not accepting the get on behalf of the woman? That's because the receipt of a get is not a zchus, right? And ain't we only zochen adam shalom b'fanav, but if it's not a zchus, you can't do that b'fanav. That's why the agent works only shliach halacha. But that's not true by a matana. By a matana, it is a zchus for him. So despite that fact, we say that it's not, it's working just like by get it doesn't work, it doesn't work by matana. Not for the same reasons, but because they have the same, right, that's the comparison here, that they work, both don't work for zchus, but even though by get it doesn't work because it can't work, because it's not a zchus, but nevertheless, that comparison continues through, and therefore by matana it also will not work. Now, Ravina, Ashkechel Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, that he was hanging out, leaning on the threshold of the door. He asked him, "Batel mahu? If you lose a lashona batel, does it work?" Now, in our Mishnah, in our cases over here, we use the term "batel who." Right? It had the word afterwards, "batel who." So, is the "who" the thing that makes it more flexible or functional? But if you use the word batel by itself, it will not work like that. The lack of the word who, right, does that somehow change it or not? So teku, that Gemara leaves as an unanswered question. Amar Rav Sheshet, v'amei lo av matnit natano, we have a price that says this, get ze lo yo'il, lo yatir, lo ya'aziv, lo shalach, lo yishlach, lo yigaresh, yehei cheres, yehei kecheres, devarav kayamim. If you use all these lishonot, they work to stop the get. Now, why do these lishonot work? These lishonot work, Rashi points out, because they're all in the, right, they're all in the what? Future tense. And number two is, what? They are all, they are all talking about the being mevatel the shlichus, right? He's trying to ruin the shlichus through this. Whereas if he says eino moil, eino matir, eino maziv, eino mishaleach, eino megaresh, cheresu kecheresu, lo amar klum. In all these instances, he didn't say anything. So Rashi points out the chol lishonot alalu lishavarhu. These are all past tense, right? And because they also, he points out by eino moil that you're not. What he's trying to say here is not that the agency doesn't work, but this get is no good. And again, he doesn't have, because it's talking in the past tense, and because he's talking about the get, that does not work. So all the lishonot that talk in the future, that talked about, or seem to be indicating that he is mevatel, he removes the agency, that works. Anything that talks in the past tense, it seems to be referring to that the get is an invalid get somehow, that he can't use. All right, so now Yibayiluhu, the Gemara asks, Hariyu kecheres mahu? Right. If you use the term harihu kecheres, does that work? So our braisa talked about cheresu and kecheresu, or yehei cheresu, yehei kecheres. So now what is this? This is harihu cheres. Mao. So I'm going to Ravina Rav Acha Brei D'Rav, I'm going to Rav Acha Brei D'Rav Rav Ashi, maishna, my harihu hekdesh, harihu hefker. We know those work, right? When you say something is hekdesh in the future, or you say harihu hefker, it will be hefker in the future, those do work. So why can't it work? Harihu cheres should also be in a future tense, and why can't it work? So that's what he suggests, that harihu cheres will work just like yehei cheres or yehei kecheres. All right, now, this is a very interesting Gemara. Now, what happens? Chozer megarish bo, o eino chozer u megarish bo. This get, which he stopped, where he was mevatel, can he reuse this get, or can he not reuse this get? So Rav Nachman Amar Chozer Megarish Bo. Rav Nachman says you can go and reuse this get again. Rav Sheshet Amar Eino Chozer Megarish Bo. Rav Sheshet says you may not use this get again. The Hilchaso Kavate the Rav Nachman and Aloha is like Rav Nachman. Gemara says he. Excellent. So Gadali, so you know. I think what you're asking Gadali is excellent, but I think Rashi's explanation of the Gemara is based on the maskana of the Gemara. And what you're saying is the maskana of the Gemara. But I think in the Havamina, the Gemara thinks right now that when you're, either way, you're being mevatel the get. It's just a question if you did it in the past tense or the future tense, that you're able to stop a get in the future, but not do it in the past. I mean, you can't say about something that happened in the past, it's no good anymore. But you can say something about the future that it will not be good. All right, that's what you could do. That's what I think the Gemara's Havamina. The Gemara's conclusion is going to be exactly like what you're saying. Gedalia, which is separate into the shlichus. So now, so Rav Sheshet says, "Eino chozer magarish bo." V'chilkos ha'kaveis de Rav Nachman. Says, "Ini, is this really true that the loch is like Rav Nachman?" Rav Kaimelon, "Hilchos ha'kaveis de Rav Yochanan." That the loch is like Rav Yochanan, and we know that in a case in kedushin that says the amar chozeret, right? That in that case we know that the bitul, right, does work and it's effective. So if the bitul is effective in kedushin, why shouldn't it be effective in Gitin? So what's the case of Chozeret? The case of Chozeret is where a man gives a woman money. And he says, you be married to me with this money, right, after 30 days. Then, you know, in the interim period, the woman comes back and says, you know what, I decided I really don't want to get married to you. She accepted them up front. And then she comes back and she says, you know what, I really don't want this money anymore. I don't want to be married to you. So when she's Chozeret, that works. That she's able to nullify that. That you get. So why? Because she was given the money. Conditions don't go effective for 30 days. So she's stopping this process before it went effective. So why can't you say the same thing by the get over here? Why can't you say that if he stops the process before the go get goes effective, it's mevatel the get? Just like over here, we were mevatel the kiddushin. So Gemara says, Hochi Ashta, how can you compare these two cases? Hotam, in the case of kiddushim, dibor v'dibor hu. We're talking about a dibor and a dibor. I mean, we have a statement of kiddushin, and then we ever come back and say, I don't want to be nitzkadesh. So you're up, you have a dibur against a dibur, an ati dibur mevatel dibur. So her statement comes and undermines the statement of the husband that she accepted before. That can work. V'hocha, but in our case over here, nehi debatle lishlichuta deshliach. Right, that makes sense. What that you are mevatel lishlichuta deshliach. That's what you were asking, Gedalia, right? That here, all you're doing is stopping the shliach. Gita gufe mikabotil. What are you? You're not affecting the underlying get. And if you compare that to the case of kiddushin, can he go use that money again to be Mekadesh a woman? Of course he can, right? The money didn't do anything, right? The status of that money didn't change. All she did over there as a get gets different than a, right? A get's different than Kiddushin, because Kiddushin doesn't involve any, there's no physical item that creates the Kiddushin. It's a vehicle by which you create the Kiddushin, but there's nothing, you know, in it. So over there, if you're Mevatel, the Kiddushin, the money is free and he can marry with that money again. So too over here. When he's Mevatel, the Git, or the Gerushin over here, all he's doing is stopping the Shlichus. He's not saying that this get is not a good get. He's just saying that no good Shlichus. And therefore, he can use this get again. And therefore, there's no stira between the fact that we paskin and Kiddushin that you can reverse your position. Whereas by Gitin, right, you cannot, quote-unquote, reverse your position. I mean, you can reverse the Shlichus, but the get itself doesn't change, and the get is still effective. Now, Tosfos, this is an amazing Tosfos over here. We have two Tosfos over here, very important Tosfos, Tim. I think it's very interesting. The first Tosfos is the Rav Sheshes. And the reason I'll do the Rav Sheshes one is because the next Tosfos uses this answer again. But he says that everybody agrees that a dibor cannot become and be mevatel lemaisa. Everybody agrees that a word can't come and be mevatel lemaisa. So how do you explain Rav Sheshes over here? What does Rav Sheshes say? Rav Sheshes says over here, when you're mevatel the gerushin, you ruin the get. Well, if you ruin the get, what's the get? The get is a maisa. You wrote the get, and you wrote it lishma. So now you have an action, and you're digging a dibor which says this get's no good, and you're mevatel maisa. That doesn't work, because we know that kula moda, if you look, it's the first wide line, the very, very widest lines of Tosfos, right in the middle of the line there. It says right after daf nun tenem and alef. Mashma, the moda, the loati dibor mevatel maisa. Everybody agrees that words can't come undo actions. That's it's a mission that they bring down from Kalim that you can't remove Tuma once an action is done with it, unless you do another action. When you write a get lishma, have a masa. That is an action. How do I know that? Team Katav Adam Sefer Torah lishma. Person writes a Sefer Torah lishma, any achol achzor v'levatel. He can't go back and say it's not lishma afterwards. I mean, you can't change it. Once you've written the item lishma, you can't come back and say, I didn't write it in lishma. Right? That is it. Your action made it lishma. V'yesh lomar. This is an unbelievable answer of Tosfos. The chol zman shli gia liyada isha lo chashiv gemar ma'aseh. Till it reaches the hand of the woman, right, it's not considered a gemar ma'aseh. It's not considered... What? Yeah. That the ma'aseh... The maisa k'tiva over here, right, is not, right, sufficient in and of itself, right, that it's the k'siva and the tina together are one single action, and therefore, since the action was never completed, you can have a dibur that comes and undermines the netina. Right, exactly, that's exactly what Tosfos is saying, exactly, that it's not an action. I would agree, I think there are other difficulties in Tosfos' answer, which is that is the ktiva to get really a maisa? Meaning that what action are you really doing when you write the get? The action of the get is the netina to get, is the giving of the get. When you write a get, are you really doing anything? I mean, if you write a get, you've done absolutely nothing. It's like a hechsher mitzvah, right? You've written a get that could be used to create gerushin, but in and of itself, it's not an action. So I don't know if that's such a strong case. Like when you write a Sefer Torah, a Sefer Torah Kshera has a status to it. I mean, it's a Sefer Kodosh. It's something you can read the Torah from. A get that's written lishma has no status to it. There's nothing to a get lishma. It just can be used, but there's nothing. Is there a chetza shel get that's created here? Because it says from Sefer Torah, you see that a halachic action, right, that action has halachic significance. Since it has halachic significance, it's considered an action, and you can't undermine it. So Tosfos does say, that Tosfos' proof, the Gittin, is from Sefer Torah, which shows you that you need a halachic action. Otherwise, he wouldn't have to provide the proof from Sefer Torah. He could have just said he wrote the get. That's an action. Tosfos says that's not sufficient. It has to be an action that is of halachic significance. And I'm not sure what halachic significance the writing of a get has. That's what I'm going to be. The next Tosfos, actually, very interesting next Tosfos. Next Tosfos asks another strong question. He says from our Gemara, it sounds like, he says the Gemara and Kiddushin sounds otherwise, but he says from our Gemara, it sounds like that only Kiddushin can be Nakar B'Dibor. Because it says over here, Dibor Mevatel Dibor, because by Kiddushin's a Dibor, you can undermine it. But that's not true of Gerushin. So Tosfos says over here, it's an unbelievable line of Tosfos. The next Tosfos says like this, that if he went ahead, Mitoch HaLashon, look at this next Tosfos, Mashma, Da'afilu Bitlo B'Feirush Eino Mevutal. even if he explicitly says that it's not a good get, it doesn't work. Because it says by Kiddushin, there it's a Dibur v'Dibur here. But over here, Mash Mahocha Delav Dibur v'Diburhu, El Dibur v'Maisa. Over here it's a Dibur v'Maisa, and he cannot be Mevatel to get. So even the Maskana, even according to Rav Nachman, according to Tosos over here, you can't be Mevatel to get. Meaning that even if you explicitly say that this is not a good get, it doesn't work. Because you took an action according to Tosfos. If you take an action, you can't undermine that with the Dibur. So that's no good. So that's exactly what Tosfos says. Tosfos says that the Gemara in Kiddushin doesn't have the arichus of the Lashon in our Gemara. And the Gemara in Kiddushin sounds like the other way around. That if you explicitly said it's not good, it would work. So Tosfos, how does that work? How could it be if you explicitly said it doesn't work? You have a Maisa. So Tosfos answers the same way he answered for Reb Sheshes. That's why I learned the Tosfos before. Tosfos answers up. Says even Rav Nachman's going to have to hold this din of Reb Sheshes because... If, according to the Gemara in Kiddushin, if you explicitly say it's Mevutal, it works. Well, how could you do that? You have a Maisa Ktiva, and you have a Dibur. How can that undermine it? So he gives the same answer, which says the Maisa is not over until you give it. So it's only half a Maisa. If it's half a Maisa, it's not a good Maisa. Anyway, it's a very, very interesting Tosis. Again, whether a person can explicitly undermine a get, does that consider it a full Maisa? And might be have to do with, again, might have to do with this question of halachic significance versus just a Maisa. I mean, if you say the get is a Ksiva, as Ksiva in itself is a action, and you can't undermine that action, right? Then, you, even if you explicitly go and say that it's not good, it won't work. But if you say that the get has to have halachic significance, maybe halachic significance is only once it's given. And therefore, for mina halacha, it's not considered halachic maise. If that's the case, you could be mevatel to get afterwards if you explicitly said it's no good, even according to Rav Nachman. So now, berishona yausa. So in the beginning, they used to make a beis din. And then that basin would be mevatel again, and they never told the shliach, the woman, nothing. So now Gemara says, Itmar, b'fnei kama hu mevatelo. When they originally did this, how many people did he actually have to do it in front of? So now the question is, my nafkamina, who cares? Because they changed the din now. Rabbi Gamliel was metakin afterwards that you can't do this anymore. So why is the Gemara asking this question of mevatelo? So we're going to see tomorrow, there's a, Rabbi has an opinion that b'dievet it still works. Meaning that even after the kana of Rabbi Gamliel, that you must do it, if you did it, then it will work, that the get is mevutal. So according to Rabbi, who says the get is mevutal, right, how many people do you need to do this in front of? So that's a machlokas. Rav Nachman amar b'fnei beis, b'fnei two. Rav Sheshes amar b'fnei gimel, in front of three. Rav Sheshes amar b'fnei gimel, beis din k'tani. Our Mishnah says beis din. If you need a beis din, what's a beis din? Beis din is called three. Rav Nachman amar b'fnei beis. Why? The bei trei, nami beis din kari lu, because even to two people we call a beis din. How do we know this? Amram Nachmam Namin Allah. It's from Mishnah further on here. It's also Mishnah in Shvi'is. This is in Yonah de Yoma. This is Shmita's Ksafe and Pruzbo. By a Pruzbo, what do you have to say? It's not. It says by the Pruzbo. Mosrani Lefnecha and Ploni Uploni Adayanim Shimamakom Ploni. I give over my loan to the court, right, in this place. And because they gave over it to the court, it's no longer a problem of Lo Yigos. Why is it no longer a problem of low egos? Because the Beis Din collects on his behalf, he's not making the collection. So now Gemara says, for Rav Sheshes, so what's the proof for Rav Nachman? It says, Ploni uploni dayanim. Only says two dayanim in that case. Rav Sheshes, atu tanaki ruchu lechashe v'leizel. What do you want? He was just giving, he's saying, Ploni uploni dayanim. He means all the dayanim that are shaykh to a Beis Din. What does that mean? Three. He's not going to go Ploni uploni uploni. Right? He's not going out just to list items, right? Like a merchant, a spice seller. So I'm Rav Nachman, I mean, I have another one. It's not. Hadayonim chotmim lamato o aedim. That when you sign in a pruzbo, either the dayonim could sign on it, or the aedim could sign on it. So my love, dayonim dumya aedim. That what? The dayonim are compared to aedim. My aedim shnaim, aftayonim namishnaim. You only need two aedim, so too, you only need two yadayonim to sign. Vesheshes, meet the area. Right? Who comparing the cases? Hadagita Vakirita. Dayanim, you need three because that's acting as a Beis Din. Adim, you need two because they're acting as Beis Din. So Gemara says, well, Lamali the Mitna Dayanim. Why do you have to write Dayanim at all? According to Rav Nachman, who thinks that two is good, right? Why not just write two Adim? Now, of course, two Dayanim can sign on it. They're no worse than two Adim. So why do you have to write it at all? Lamali the Mitna Adim. Hakamash Malan, Deloshna Kotu Veloshon Dayanim, Vichat Meidim. Doesn't matter what, that if they write it in Lashon of Dayanim, and the Edim sign on it, V'loshon al-kotu v'loshon Edim, or they wrote in the language of Edim, V'chatmei Dayanim, and then Dayanim sign on it. So now Rashi and Tosfos learn this a little differently. Rashi learns that what does it mean that they wrote in Lashon Dayanim? They say that a Beidina Havina, we're a Beis Din, And this person came and spoke to us, and he gave over his debts to us. And at the bottom, you have the Edim sign. So basically, the Edim acted like they were a Beis Din. They functioned like a Beis Din. They said, we are a Beis Din, and they presented all this stuff to us, and then they signed at the bottom, or the other way around. They say that we were witnesses to the fact that this stuff was given over, and at the bottom, they signed at the bottom as Dayanim and not Edim. So that works according to Rashi. That's what the case is here. Tosfos says, no. The case here is that the Dayanim actually wrote it up. There were actually real Dayanim in this case, and there was a real court. And the court, they gave it over to the court, and then the Edim signed on the bottom, meaning that they witnessed what the court did. So the document is written as if the Dayanim, whatever happened to the Dayanim, which is, for instance, Beidina Hava, Ana Ploni Bar Ploni, Veniskar Shema Dayanim, and they wrote the actual names of the Dayanim there, but at the bottom, the Edim signed. So according to Tosfos, the document was written properly, and there was a proper Beis Din there, and then the Edim signed at the bottom. Rashi says, no, that the Beidim acted like they were Dayanim, and it was signed like that. So either way, it works in either case. I just point out here that I would have thought, which is Tosfos asked this question, right, we have this in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, that even though, in general, we say that a Beis Din is of three, the Gemara there, Shmuel, and others have an opinion in the Gemara and Sanhedrin that a Beis Din of two, afal pi, that is good Beis Din chotzuf nikre. Two people are considered a good Beis Din. They're just considered a Beis Din chatzuf. So why not? Why doesn't Rav Nachman bring that as his proof, right, that two can be considered a Beis Din? So Tosfos goes out of his way over here to show that even though Rav Nachman himself in the Gemara in Sanhedrin is the one who says that Shnayim Shidanu Dinayim Din, right, that nevertheless, over here, that's not necessarily the case. And you have to see over here that even though the Trey Ein Dinim Din, but that still, nevertheless, that they will work over here by Pruzbol, because by Pruzbol, two are called a Beis Din. So even though the Machlokas exists, that two can be called a Beis Din, that's not necessarily Shayach to our Din over here. Pruzbol is a unique case. It's a new case that you require a Beis Din, and there is its own definition of Beis Din by Pruzbol that may not have application anywhere outside of Pruzbol. Okay.